The Mountain West News Bureau is talking to friends and relatives of those who lost their lives to COVID-19. Today, Madeline Beck has this memorial of 67-year-old Nancy Heights, who was likely the first person to die in an assisted living facility in Idaho.
Erica Wining says her mom, Nancy Heights, was a phenomenal singer and guitar player.
Honestly, I think if she's in heaven, she's one of the angels in the choir because she was, her voice was beautiful.
Heights sang to Winings and her brother a lot. Growing up in Los Alamos, California, she says there were a lot of electrical storms and the power often went out.
And she would sit on the couch and sing and play her guitar in the candlelight for hours on end just to make my brother and I not afraid.
And not the usual kids' songs.
A lot of Janis Joplin. You know, she grew up in the 60s and, you know, really loved Janis Joplin.
Her love of music influenced Wining's parenting of her own two daughters.
Most parents sing like lullabies that are like, you know, like good, sweet little ones. My girl's lullaby was Me and Bobby McGee. And they grew up singing that song. Both of them to this day probably know it by heart because I would sing that to them because my mom would sing that to me.
But Wining says her mom had her demons. In fact, she was a drug addict for part of her life. Still, she overcame her addiction.
Besides my brother and I, if she was here, she would say getting clean was her biggest accomplishment.
In her later years, Wining says her mom doted on her four grandchildren.
She would call multiple times a day just to see how the girls were when they were little. And then she just wanted to be constantly in their lives.
Wining says her mom had been in assisted living for a few years. She had a type of diabetes that's difficult to control, and it was just hard for her to take care of herself. But that didn't mean she didn't try to take care of others.
She made friends really well wherever she went. She was a very sweet soul. She just wanted to make everybody happy. And, she would give you the shirt off her back if it meant that it made you happy.
The facility would give Heights a stipend every month, and Wining says she would usually spend it all on other people.
She would have, like, very few pairs of pants because somebody else might have needed, you know, a pair of pants or, you know, a sweatshirt or a blanket, you know, extra blanket.
The last time they talked was on April 8th. Heights died a few days later on Easter Sunday. During that last conversation, Wining's was trying to apologize for not visiting as much as she could have.
And she said, stop. A mom's love doesn't, we just always love.
Wining's remembers her mom was really tired that day.
And she goes, I need to stop. I need to take a break. But I love you. And those were the last words she said to me.
Heights leaves behind two children and four grandchildren. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.